Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Women's Golf.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Women's Golf. The Tigers getting ready for a pair of events in the state of Georgia. First, the Liz Murphy Collegiate Classic. Boy, one of the grand tournaments in women's golf, to be sure. And then following that, three Auburn players will be taking part in the Augusta National Women's Amateur the following week. Joined now by Tigers head coach Melissa Llewellyn. This is a tournament that's been around a while because you've not only coached in it, you've played in this, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
I played in it, seems like a million years ago, and actually won the tournament as an individual. So yeah, I love this golf course. Yeah. And in fact, when I came to Auburn, I really thought that it might be the clubhouse for UGA when I walked in our facility, because there were so many Bulldogs from trophies that the Coach Evans era had won.
Yeah. Talk just about this, getting ready for this, Liz Murphy. You've had a week or so off after 10 straight days on the road with the Tigers as well.
Yeah, that 10-day road trip, maybe not the best idea I've ever had. I'm thinking, spring break, we're going to be in good weather. You know, it's not what we're used to. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, as we get into postseason, those SECs is a very long week. The national championship is a very long week, we hope. And so I think it was actually good preparation, some things that we picked up on and we'll be paying attention to. But yeah, we've been home for about 2 weeks, and I think the girls needed the break. And now we're gearing up for that time of year. It's super fun. This is the Liz Murphy. I knew Liz Murphy. She was good for coaching friends with my mom, and just an absolute wonderful Southern lady who always had great hospitality. And I love seeing that the tournament is one of the longest running tournaments in college golf. So UGA is a great golf course. We play it well. We're defending champs. You know, Megan's won there before. It's an easy trip for us, and we look forward to it every year.
It's a golf course that's not incredibly long, but boy, it is up and down the entire 18 holes, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and we get to play 36 holes on Friday, so we'll be doing a lot of up and down. So, you know, it's a lot of uneven lies, some elevated greens and fall-offs, some places you just don't want to be. So I think if you manage your game well, you know, I think hitting greens there is huge, just as like anywhere else. But the greens are usually quick and undulating, and like I said, it's just a championship golf course.
Yeah. Talk about the field that you'll be facing, Coach, this weekend.
Well, we just came from the Darius Rucker a couple weeks ago, and that was the strongest field in college golf. This field is not quite as strong, but there's still some real perennial programs there. Of course, UGA is tough at home. SMU is having a wonderful year. University of Florida is ranked in the top 10. So, I mean, it's certainly not a pushover. I mean, we'd be very happy to walk away with another Bulldog.
All right. That's this weekend. And then the following week, you've got Megan Schofield, Anna Davis, and Katie Weidenfeld at the Augusta National Women's Amateur. This has become quite an event, and one that Auburn has been fortunate enough to be present at. How many straight years now for Auburn in the Augusta National Women's Amateur?
Since the inception of the tournament, we have had representation, which is so exciting. I still pinch myself that there's a women's amateur event at the Augusta National Golf Club. It's just so great for golf and the growth of the game and interest and people really respecting the girls and their level of play, and just being able to expose that, I think, is fantastic. Casey Weidenfeld, it's her very first year to play in it. Seems like Megan's kind of old hat. I think this is her fourth time to play. And then, of course, Anna Davis won the tournament 2 years ago. And so, you know, I just very exciting. We're, you know, scraping up tickets to try to get there and cheer those girls on.
Have you ever had three in the same event at Augusta National?
We have. I think we had Megan, Kaylee Telfer, and Julie McCarthy at the same time.
Okay. Talk about the way that this is structured, because you're not playing on Augusta National until the finals, correct?
Yeah, the first two rounds are going to be on Wednesday and Thursday at a beautiful golf course called Champions Retreat. It's a very difficult golf course, and a lot of the players, you know, they they feel like they need to prepare most for that golf course, because obviously that's where they make the cut to the top 30 players. Every player in this field is fantastic. They take it off the world amateur rankings, and it is quite an accomplishment just to qualify for this event. So after the two rounds, after 36 holes, they'll make a cut on Thursday. And then on Friday, all the participants get to play Augusta National. And the 30 that make the cut, that's their practice round. And the others just for the true experience and enjoyment of Augusta National. And then Saturday, those top 30 tee it up for the final round. And it is televised. And, you know, initially the crowds weren't that big, but then it started to catch on. And so the Masters put it into the lottery system. So the people who sign up for tickets for the Masters, if they don't get tickets there, then they get tickets to the Augusta National Women's Am. And most people, they just want to go to Augusta. They want to be on the grounds. And so there are so many people at the Augusta National Women's Am, and it is quite an atmosphere for those young women.
I've never been. I've only watched it on TV. I know you've been. I hope you've played. But what is it? Okay, then what, for someone that has firsthand knowledge, what is Augusta? What would give us an idea of about Augusta National that we don't see perhaps on the TV coverage of the Masters?
I feel like a little bit like Alice in Wonderland. When you drive down Washington Road, which is just like every other road in commercial America, and then you turn right, and there's a small sign, and you, if you're lucky enough, you get through the guard gate. And then Magnolia Avenue is the drive with all covered in the beautiful trees. And it's the slow drive. And it's the only time you get to take your phone out. And you know, every time I've been able to be there, I record that drive as we drive slowly, because it's really just the iconic entrance. And then you see the clubhouse, and you see the green grass with the cutout of the United States and the flag, or the typical Augusta National logo is right there and planted in yellow flowers. And it just becomes like this fairyland for a golfer. It's the most beautiful place. There's not a blade of grass out of place. Everything is perfect. I think they paint the clubhouse every single year. Every year they've added to like their concessions, and they build a massive structure and make it look like it's been there for a long time. They build it in 90 days. I mean, when they want to get something done, they get it done. And just the rolling hills, the parkland feel of it. You can see so many holes at one time. And then, every hole is named after a flower, and it's just the history of it from Bobby Jones. And I mean, if you're a golf nerd like I am, I mean, it's like hallowed ground. And so anytime that anyone has an opportunity to go, they should go.
All right, let me wrap things up with this. How do you feel about your team now as you're starting to gear up? I mean, we're getting closer and closer to that championship part of this season, Coach.
Yes, we are. And I think this team is very excited about the postseason and the championship segments. I feel like we're trending in the right direction. At the beginning of the spring season, we were ranked 16th. We're now ranked 10th. We're trending up, and none of us feel like we've played our best golf. We've had some good rounds, but none of us feel like as a team, we've actually had our best golf, which I think is really exciting, that we're trending up and having a chance to win tournaments when we're really not even playing our best.
Coach, wish you all the best in the next couple of weeks. Safe travels. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Melissa Llewellyn on this week in Auburn Women's Golf.